talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go, it's a Getaway Friday, Friday, February the 20th, 2026, joined in studio by Matt Morgan. This morning, tonight, we'll be back on the air live, 8:15 till 10 p.m., and then Matt, your show tonight, 10:15 to 11. You have a guest?
I do not. I mean,
I thought you were lining one up yesterday.
I mean, if he comes in, he can come in, I guess. But I mean, I'll have to. I mean, I don't know. He wanted to talk about baseball. I don't know anything about
baseball.
There
you go. Now that's a show. That's a show.
The only thing I know about baseball is that the Guardians pitchers got in trouble.
Okay, so what's on the agenda tonight?
Tonight, well, I mean, you know, if he comes in, I guess we'll whatever baseball stories he wants to talk about, I'll do my best. But so football. And you know, politics. But there's not a lot of football stuff, so it's mainly politics.
No coaching carousel.
Well, I'm people
and people don't know what that is. We discovered that yesterday. I said that in a group full of football fans. They didn't have a clue.
Yeah, apparently nobody knows what the coaching carousel is called.
All right. Phone lines are open, though. 740-383-9944. I know a lot of people had some strong opinions in the 10 o'clock hour this morning to conversations we were having, and then had some strong opinions during Pastor Whitaker's show. So if you'd like to continue on with those conversations, the phone lines are open here. 740-383-9944. But again, we thank Twyla Lang, the new City of Marion treasurer, for being on in hour number one this morning. And what were we discussing in the 10 o'clock hour? I don't remember now. Oh, would Ray Grogan be a good person to endorse somebody?
Man, that was the 10 o'clock hour?
That was 10 o'clock.
Oh, man.
And I think the consensus was probably not.
I think it'd be okay. I don't know that...
But you have no reasoning, but so that's
okay.
I mean,
I don't think it... I just don't think it would do you... I mean, it might not do you good, but I don't think it'll do you any bad. It's kind
I think at this point it might do you harm. Not a good time to be the prosecutor.
Man,
but as I've said all morning, I don't know what's going on. Huh?
Yeah, I said, yeah, not a good time to be the prosecutor.
No. So why would you want that person when this story could blow up before the Cinco de Mayo primary that maybe you've wrongly accused a police officer of rape? You want that to be linked to you?
Well, he didn't wrongly accuse anybody of anything. He, I guess, was just...
Well, that video, it's the video.
Oh, well,
problem.
Yes, the videos are a problem. Yes, I can get behind that. The videos are definitely a problem.
And I don't understand why that keeps happening. That's why I keep thinking something is not right there. Something is... Now, is that ego? And I don't know why somebody doesn't pull him aside and say, you should not be doing this. That's what I don't understand. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead, caller. Oh, 11, your city in the afternoon.
Yes.
Now, Adam suggested a debate or something. I don't even know who was that guy. You know, I get on here, I don't use people's names and call them. I assume people already know who they are or who they aren't, but I don't name them because they might get ridiculed by somebody for speaking their piece. I would think that individual would have the same courtesy. However,
I think he said his name though when he was speaking.
Debate or something.
Yeah, I think the individual said his name when he was giving his phone number as well.
Yeah. Well, he gave it himself.
Right. Right. And I think Adam must not have heard that part, so that's why he asked. So I felt it was okay to give the name.
No, what I'm getting at is I don't name people's names when I call in and admonish them.
Oh, okay.
Now, if they're a public official, hey, you're fair game. And to Ron Prater,
I don't have anything else to say about it.
So, anyways, back to the debate or whatever. I would suggest this with whatever that guy's name is that was no real reason other than he had a bug up his anal orifice about me. I would suggest, I would challenge him to a spelling bee.
Okay. He might win.
Does that sound fair enough?
I don't really make the rules. You know, whatever people want to do.
Hey, you're disinterested third party. I'm just asking you, does that sound fair enough?
I think Adam suggested it. I don't think I suggested it.
Oh, I don't care. I'm asking for your opinion.
My opinion, right? I don't think we heard your opinion, though, on is the Grogan endorsement a good thing?
I don't think so for Grogan, but at any rate.
No, Weslin Davis took this endorsement yesterday, and that's where this story was coming from.
Okay.
So do you think it's good for her, bad for her, indifferent? What do you think?
I don't care. I'm kind of impressed with Ben Weber.
Why Ben Weber?
I'm leaning towards Ben Weber. He seems to be a charismatic person.
Well, there's charisma in itself, Ben Weber.
He seemed to be a personable, knowledgeable guy. I was unaware he was an attorney.
Yes, he is.
So, at least he's got more knowledge than the average, possibly not ready for prime time politicians. So, that's something. And I think being an attorney would tend to give somebody an advantage on being able to analyze things. So, I think those are points in his favor.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Thanks for calling. How do you feel about Weslin and Stephen Wolf, the other two candidates?
I know little to nothing about them. So
there you go. Okay. So what was the question?
I was going to say, have your computer guy Adam, right?
Yep.
If that's agreeable to Adam, that that other guy and I have a spelling bee. If that would be agreeable, and he could be the moderator of the spelling.
There we go. Adam could moderate. If he's out there, we'll keep listening, and we'll see if Adam calls back in.
Now, when he was talking, or someone was talking, was that other fellow a rather large guy?
Who are we talking about?
The one that called in and...
No. I don't think so.
Yeah. I was going to say, if there's enough room, you know... You are kind of limited in studio space.
I don't know why. We have 12 people in here at Christmas. We've never had an issue.
Well, you would have if you ate at Taco Bell before you met.
I don't know. I don't know why people need all this room, but okay.
Oh, it's kind of nice to have a little bit of room. I mean, you know, at least Charlie Rose had a fairly good diameter round table when he had his guests on. So, but anyway, any news with the tanning people?
No, they're all. We just operate on different schedules. They're here at night, and we're here during the day. And I haven't seen them since Christmas. But you know, hopefully, we find out something soon.
Well, maybe some Friday evening you can have them in, and they can talk, or they can spray paint you.
Well, I'm waiting. That's all I'm looking for.
That would be interesting seeing you.
Tan.
Three or four shades darker.
Yeah, but it'll be interesting. We'll see how it goes.
It'd be a shocker at Kroger, wouldn't it?
I don't know. Those people don't pay attention to much.
To a better tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Well, it just keeps on going today, doesn't it? 740-383-9944. 23 minutes past the hour. If anybody'd like to call in and weigh in on anything, a fan of Ben Weber there.
Well, that's good for Ben Weber.
Well, he does have big signs out in Union County. I see that.
Yes,
a couple of them. He's got that going on. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, this is Phil Townsend.
Yes.
Is that Terry? Terry Klein, this is Phil Townsend, buddy. You got something to say to me and you think I deserve to be made fun of? Where I come from, men confront men face to face. I dare you to make fun of me face to face, big boy. We can do your debate. I don't know what the fuck your little spelling bee is. is, but bring it, man. Spelling's my pet peeve. I edit fucking text all the time because I hate to misspell shit. So, you want to bring it on, you little bitch boy, Terry Klein. My name's Philip Townsend. 740-224-581-9815. Come get some, bubba.
All right, thank you. All righty. And we just continue right along here, 740-383-9944.
Yep.
Just a normal, uneventful morning here on the program. So, Ben Weber's got a lot of signs over in Union County.
Yes, he does. He got a couple of them.
Why stop now? Go ahead, caller.
I think Mr. Townsend confirmed my suspicions. I think he has a Napoleonic complex. He must be a little short guy because he sure has a big mouth and a big-time wrestling fan. So, oh, well, hey, you know, it takes all kinds. And, you know, why does he have to do it over the radio? Hey, he can look me up. Asvidanya.
Okay. Well, you know, I didn't even really need to show up today, I don't think. I could have just stayed home.
Just got him working.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why I need to be here. 740-383-9944 as we continue down the road of interesting conversation, to be sure. Now, as I was saying, Ben Weber has these big signs over in Union County.
Yes.
Have you seen the big signs that Ben Weber has?
I have, yeah. He's got like a... They're not... I mean, they're signs, I guess, but it's not like like a yard sign. I mean, they're big, like... Looks like they put two posts in the ground and then like a banner.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's going to be an interesting race. I think the county commissioner race is going to be interesting here. We got four Republicans, and I think the gubernatorial primary is going to say a lot between Putch and Ramaswamy.
I think Ramaswamy's going to do just fine in the primary.
He will, but I want to know how he's going to fare in certain counties with the Republicans voting, being a Republican primary. That's what I want to know in that particular race.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard anything about Casey Putch besides on here, but I guess I haven't gone out of my way.
Do you know who he is?
He's running for governor.
Some people say Putch, some people say Pooch.
I
thought he said Pooch.
Oh, well, he might have, I don't know. It looks like Putch to me, but it's not my name, so...
But you just said Pooch, didn't you?
No, Putch.
No, I think you said Pooch. I don't know.
Well,
I think
if I did,
Pooch.
Then, well, that's my bad. I thought it was Putch.
In any event. 740-383-9944. So you... Obviously, that would tend toward Ramaswamy, but the commissioner primary.
I think that's going to be interesting. I think that, well, I mean, with four, you know, you're going to get a pretty split vote there. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Mike Neff. Sorry, I had to think there for a second. He's the I don't know, president. Is that what you would call it of the Marion GOP? So, you know. His wife is running for county commissioner, so I figure that she'll do pretty well within the party. But also, I do believe Stuyvesant is also just like a...
Very big in the party.
Yeah, pretty big in the party.
Former county commissioner.
I think they're going to end up fighting for some portion of their votes.
And then the Republican primary in the 86th district with three people running.
Well, I mean, you know, all three of them have been on here.
They have all three been on here.
That's good.
Yes, they have. So you give the edge to?
I mean, probably Ben. I mean, he's got the. I mean, I've seen yard signs. You know, he has the big signs out there in Union County, like you said. I mean, at the very least, he's got the the yard signs going out for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really a race between the establishment Republicans and the non-establishment Republicans. And we'll see how that works out. I think that's where the real division is in Ohio right now. I don't think the Democratic Party has two different groups. But I certainly think the Republican Party has caused a schism. But I'm not sure what their difference is. See, that's what I don't understand. What is their difference? Because they all support Trump. They all seem to support Ramaswamy. What do they believe? What is the big difference? What is the big philosophical difference? Besides, they seem to say, I'm the real conservative. I'm the real conservative. Okay. Well, what's the difference?
I mean, they've all been on here, and I don't think I'm pretty sure all of them even said that they're not really all that different from, you know, the other two.
No, but what's the schism? What's the you're the establishment Republicans, I'm the...
Oh, I don't know. I mean, they're all supporting Donald Trump. They're all supporting Vivek Ramaswamy. I mean, none of them... I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't think any of them said anything bad about DeWine that I can think of. I just think it was kind of, you know, neutral.
Well, Amy Acton's doing well this week. She got the endorsement from Ohio's biggest union, the AFL-CIO. Over 500,000 members in Ohio. Good day for her.
Yeah, I mean, you know, endorsements are usually good. There you go. I'll fix that language there. Usually good.
Don't speak in absolutes. I think that that's going to fare very well for her, and I am seeing now a lot out of Amy Acton's campaign that I had not really seen heretofore. All looks very positive. I don't know where Ramaswamy is. I don't see much from him right now.
Maybe he's just trying to, like, figure out a strategy. I mean, I don't know what he's... I mean, he hasn't really been doing any. I think his original strategy was kind of to lean on Trump, but Trump's not all that popular at this point.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah?
I got a little excited about my upcoming workout, and I misquoted my phone number. So it's 740-225-9815. Philip Townsend, come get some Terry Klein. There ain't no better feeling than looking at a bully and not getting knocked on his ass.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good one.
All right. Well, there you go, Terry. There's the phone number. So do you think we can get these two together?
I mean, probably. I mean, it seems that way. I don't know if we can, get them to, you know, agree, but I'm sure you could get them in a room together.
So now the question is Terry going to call him? There's the phone number. All right. Well, I think we've served our part in this particular situation. But the phone lines are open to anybody, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, Terry, if you call him, let us know how it goes. Because we like to stay, you know, abreast of these particular matters.
You got to stay in the loop.
Well, you got to stay in the loop, you know. What's going on? But no, Amy Acton doing well, endorsed by the unions, and she's getting out there. She's was on a picket line, I think, yesterday with the unions.
Who's on strike?
I forget where it was. I don't remember. But, you know, her campaign seems to be running very well.
Well, that's good.
But anybody can screw up anytime. That's what you always have to be aware of. Anybody can screw up anytime.
I think the race is going to be interesting. I think that, I'm interested to see how the race is going to be. I think it's going to be a close race, though.
Well, it's the most entertaining race for governor I've seen in a long time.
I don't know. Nothing's... I mean, neither of them are really making the news at all or anything like that.
I don't know. So what have we talked about? I think this comes back to what we were talking about earlier with Grogan, but do you think anybody will step in with an intervention with him and say, listen, I'm your friend, but maybe things aren't going so well?
I mean, I would think so at some point. I don't know, you know, how, I don't know, but I mean, I don't know. There's a fair chance, but there's also a fair chance that, you know, there are a lot of people whose friends wouldn't tell them.
What do you think is the least exciting sport?
The least exciting sport?
Yeah, the thing you would not want to watch on television.
See, you're going to think I'm just picking a fight. I don't know. I guess there's a lot of them. I mean, like, I don't know. Volleyball is pretty boring. But I don't know. I mean, like, I don't think it's televised. I mean, so as far as, like, the three main sports that I can... Well, four, I guess. Football, basketball, hockey, baseball. It's got to be baseball. I can watch all the other three. I cannot watch baseball. They hit the ball. You see the outfielder run. They stand
I'm talking about all things.
What do you mean?
Like, anything sporting, and a sporting event that somebody would put on television.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Olympic swimming's pretty boring. I mean,
like, well, the Olympics are okay. There, I mean, that's not Winter Olympics, but yeah.
I mean, yeah, I know. I mean, I don't know what the Winter Olympics are. I mean, they do like.
Remember a few years ago when they took wrestling out of the?
What's the one where they have like the like weight and then they have a broom and they, you know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch the Olympics a lot.
I don't know. It's just, it's a
fun sport. Do you remember that when they, is wrestling back in the Summer Olympics? I remember when they took it out a few years ago. Like the Greco-Roman wrestling.
Yeah,
the high school wrestling.
I didn't know they ever took it out, honestly.
They did. There was a big story when they did.
Oh, well, I guess I missed that one. They added flag football to the Summer Olympics, so we got flag football.
Do you think it's exciting to watch wrestling?
Like
high school wrestling.
I mean, I don't know. I've never watched high school wrestling, honestly. I watched the UFC, I guess, and like MMA, so I'm sure it's not bad, but I mean, you know.
I don't know. I this past weekend, I saw somebody post that there was some big whoop-de-doo college wrestling thing going on. And apparently it was a big thing.
I probably wouldn't go.
Well, I don't know anything about it. I don't even know. You know, apparently it was a big thing. I didn't know anything about it.
Where was it? Like Ohio State?
I'm not even sure. Could have been.
I know Ohio State's got a good wrestling program.
Something. I don't know. That's one of those sports that I think you have to be in. You have to be somehow connected to it to be interested in it.
Well, probably. I mean, it doesn't really look like anything's I mean, I've seen, like, videos, I guess. But, like, I mean, they just kind of, like, it just looks like they're kind of laying on the ground struggling for the most part. I mean, it doesn't really, I don't know, there's not a lot of action, per se.
No, and I can't imagine that would feel, like, how many people go to a football game?
Oh, well, I mean, like, well, I almost said hundreds. That would not be true. Tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands. And baseball games, same thing.
Yeah.
Basketball games, same thing. But how many people you think, I mean, they do them in arenas, but how many people you really think are going to these things?
It depends on how big it is, I guess. I mean, if you got people from all over the country coming, like, you know.
Right, now, but those are people who are tangentially involved.
Yeah.
I'm talking about people.
I mean,
people.
I think that wrestling is mostly a built-in crowd.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, how many people do you think are coming who just, let's go down to the big old Greco-Roman wrestling match tonight?
Maybe a few. I think if you're going to watch wrestling as, like, a hobby, you grew up as a wrestler or something. I don't know anybody who just watches wrestling.
I wonder why it has no mass appeal.
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, it doesn't, I don't know. I mean, it's not boxing. It's not UFC. It's not football. There's not, like I said, it's not a lot happening. It's just, it takes place in, like, one mat, and they just kind of lay there the entire time. I mean, obviously, like, you know, position changes and whatnot, but it's not exciting.
I mean, obviously, it takes skill, but it's always been interesting to me that it can't draw a crowd. It can't, I don't know, it's just not got an audience. Like, I would think if you put that on television, what are the ratings going to be like on that?
They put sumo on television.
Well, yeah, what are the ratings on that?
Probably not great.
Right, so I can't, I don't know, just a weird thing. But no, there was some big thing in Columbus, but I couldn't tell you who won or lost. I have no idea.
Oh, it's over?
I guess. I don't know. I just saw the post. But I think these people were all tangentially involved, which, again, that's why you would know that it was going on. So I don't know. See, it was kind of like when we were in Philadelphia for WrestleMania. I was shocked you'd walk the streets and people had the shirts on. I mean, it was everywhere in the city. It's like the city was taken. There were autograph signings going on, and the whole city was taken over by it. And they filled up stadiums two nights in a row, three nights in a row. But I don't...
Combined total of what, like 72,000?
Oh, no, more than that. Because how big was the stadium?
Well, the stadium was probably about... I mean, it's a stadium. It's probably about
80,000. So two nights there, that's 160,000. And then how many people were in the arena on Friday night? It's like 40,000. So you're talking like 200,000 people in three nights.
That's pretty good.
And
television.
And pay-per-view.
Oh, pay-per-view's still a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's
pay television.
I thought that
was... See, I don't think you could get 200,000 people for Greco-Roman wrestling.
No, probably not.
So, I don't know. Let's see.
At least the WWE is entertaining.
It's entertainment. They fire off fireworks and I think that's why professional wrestling became a thing, because Greco-Roman was so different, mundane. Drawing a crowd. Let's see here. I wrestled because I played football. One leads into the other. Kept me in shape. I'm very competitive. It's an individual accomplishment on a team. I bet that's true. Never had a point scored on me or lost a match. Well, there you go. Yeah, I think there's definitely skill involved. I would not say it's not skillful.
Well, I mean, yeah, anytime there's a competition, pretty good and well inherently involves skill.
I just feel bad for wrestlers in a way, because I don't think anybody pays attention to it.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of sports kind of like that. I mean, like, boxing isn't nearly as big as it used to be. I mean, like,
no, but that drew a crowd.
I mean, like, kickboxing is a thing. Like, professional kickboxing is tiny compared to just boxing. And boxing at this point, I mean, the UFC's got a monopoly on, like, global MMA. I'm pretty sure they bought Bellator. And that was their only real competition.
Well, there you go.
And they were bigger than Bellator to begin with.
I don't know. Boxing used to draw a crowd when it was entertaining, but...
Boxing is still entertaining. What do you mean?
Well, I think it's entertaining, but I just don't think it's got...
I mean, there's no, like, Muhammad Ali's or Mike Tyson's anymore.
Personality.
But...
That's the thing with wrestling. Think about it. Who was the big personality in wrestling? Never been one.
Like
high school wrestling, college wrestling. There's never been a big... Like, who do you look up to? Who's the big personality?
Kurt Angle.
Yeah, but he had to go to the professional wrestling to get notoriety. Make the big bucks or whatever.
But didn't he win a wrestling match with a broken neck?
I just can't... I can't follow the other kind of wrestling.
As in, like, the Greco-Roman?
Yeah, like the high school stuff, college stuff.
I think it's significant. I think it's useful. Good to know, I guess.
I mean, if you know somebody, I can see it, but...
Yeah, but at that point, again, it's like built-in crowd. I mean...
You know, I think people put too much pressure on their kids. This brings up a whole nother thing. You know, I think I think social media has led to people putting too much pressure on their kids.
I think I remember us having this conversation.
I think it's true.
It could be. I mean, I don't know.
What do you think? Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think, you know, and then they lose, and we have to go, well, okay, they lost.
I don't know. I mean, like, when I was in school, like, I did robotics, like VEX and things like that. My mom would post about him on Facebook, I guess, but I never really thought about it.
You do well?
No. I was terrible. I won't lie to you. I was bad. I couldn't... I mean, I was on the team because, I mean, like, I put together a frame, I guess, but besides that, I was, like, the driver. I didn't know how to program or anything like that.
Go ahead, caller.
Why don't you get Rocky or Jeff Ratliff in and talk about wrestling? Those are two world-class wrestlers, man.
That's true, but I wonder, I mean, do you ever see it drawing a big crowd?
I never go where there is a big crowd or any events.
Let's see, there you go.
I mean, okay, let me, I was at a wrestling event at Hardy one time. I don't know if it was a tournament. Well, it had to have been a tournament, I would imagine. It wasn't just one school after another. I think most of them are held that way. Instead of just having one school against another, you have a multitude of schools and stuff. But at any rate, they had a pretty good crowd there. But Greco-Roman, you have to watch it to be able to appreciate it compared to freestyle.
Right, and I think if you were up in a stand, it'd be hard to watch.
Well, it depends on the venue. You know, if you're at the Olympics, it's probably going to be hard to watch if you're way up in a second or third tier wherever, you know. But at a high school, or even for that matter at a college, it would be much easier to see. But then that's why binoculars were invented.
Well, did you,
opera glasses.
Did you know there was some big event going on last weekend?
Where, here?
I don't know. No, I don't know where it was. Somewhere. I think it was down at Ohio State, I think.
How do you know it was a big event? If you
Well, because that's how it was presented on social media, this big event's going on.
Oh. Well, on social media, I'm 7'2", so, you know.
Well, there you go. Can't believe anything. Thank you.
Yep, can't believe it.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Always good to hear the opinions.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. Well, I'm trying to think of something else that watching it is kind of...
Why are there not more global sports?
Well, because different countries like different things.
I mean, sure, I understand that. I mean, like, you know, but it seems like all the, like UFC, we were talking about that. Those people come from all over the globe. Bellator, they came from all over the globe. Boxing, they come from all over the globe. It's all like the combat sports are global for some reason. What's up with that?
It's a unique thing. Because people like to watch blood.
Well, I think, you know.
I tell you, the UFC thing to me, I still don't understand any of that.
Why?
Well, it's like slap. Slap. What do they have? What do they?
Oh,
that's become a popular thing.
I don't
thing.
Like slap fighting.
No, people come to watch that. That's
I
the thing. Oh.
Slap fighting is terrible.
I watched it.
Like, are you talking about, like, where they, like, you know, like...
Yeah, stand there and slap
like,
each other.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
Oh, no, I watched it.
Pass.
You didn't watch this?
I don't watch it.
You haven't watched it?
I have no respect for slap fighting.
That's how I feel about the UFC. Because I watched this thing and drew a crowd. There were people there. And these two girls got up and just slapped each other.
Yep.
But there are rules to this.
There are
rules. And there's a referee.
Yes.
Good Lord.
It's safety. I mean, you can't, like, you can't club them. So, like, I mean, you have to, like, actually smack them. You can't use, like, the palm of your hand. So, like, you can't thump them upside the head.
Here we go. Coach Mack and Coach Henning, good wrestlers. Only a mental giant could sit through a wrestling tournament and not know what he's watching. Okay.
Do what?
The quote from one of our listeners today is, only a mental giant could sit through a wrestling tournament and not know what he's watching.
Nice.
Okay. All right. Yes, Coach Mack was a very good wrestler. I do think I watched him wrestle once.
There are, I can't,
But that's slap fighting.
I don't know if River Valley's wrestling coach,
One girl was from prison.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, and the other girl was just like, what was she? She was like a CrossFit person.
I think that there's no, look, now, okay. There's skill required in the UFC, you know, there's technique, but slap fighting?
Go ahead, caller.
And the person who made the remark about a mental giant, gee whiz, and he wants to do a spelling bee?
I think you made a friend today.
Oh, I don't know, but
Did you call him?
I wonder, is he related to AOC or Kamala Harris?
Did you call him? He gave his phone number to you.
Why would I want to call him? He's like Morton Downey Jr. would say, he's just a loudmouth, you know?
Okay.
He's just, quite frankly, I would not be surprised if he would be characterized as a little short man and just a purebred hillbilly.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Well, there you go. You know.
Nice.
As I say, in the world of slap fighting, I don't understand. But these people, I mean, you got the girl out of prison. You got the girl who's in CrossFit. Why do you want to do this?
You paid a lot of money, I guess.
Oh, see, there you go. Why?
Like I said, if I was going to get into a combat sport, it'd be a combat sport. It's not going to be slap fighting. I mean, like, you couldn't pay me enough money to lean over a barrel and get the crap smacked.
What technique is there in this thing?
It seems slap fighting?
Yeah. Seems like just hit him in the ear. Hit him as close to the ear as you can.
There's technique. I mean, now, like, I don't know the technique. I don't watch it. But, like, I mean, like, there's, like, I don't know. There's, like, certain, like, I don't know, better ways to throw slaps, I guess, and things like that. I don't know.
It's girls, right?
There's guys, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Guys slap fighting. Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The champion right now of the men's league is a big dude, a big ginger guy with a beard.
I was just watching that and thought, this is what it's come to.
Yep.
God. Why is this entertaining?
I don't know why slap fighting.
I would never watch it again. The CrossFit girl won.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Beat the prisoner.
That's good, I guess. Somebody's got to win.
Well, she looked like she was in better shape. Although, I don't know what their shape there is to this slap fighting.
I think really the only shape you need is you have a glass chin, you're pretty good and well done. I mean, I think you need that titanium chin.
Mary out there today says it's been an interesting show today, Scott. Well, it certainly, certainly has, Mary. It certainly has.
Oh,
that's how we like them here at WGH. We like to be the talking place, and we certainly have done a lot of talking today.
Well, I think it's been good. Great shows today.
And we'll be on tonight, 8:15 to 10, and then you'll be on 10:15 to 11. You ought to slip some slap fighting in there results. Find out who the champion of that is. But at UFC, to me, it's the same thing. I don't understand that.
I understand the UFC.
No, just choking somebody out.
No.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of choke out. I mean, but, like, it's just mixed martial art. I mean, there's, like, boxers. There's ground fighters. It's just...
Every guy I ever knew thought they could be in UFC because...
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh.
I would... Look, okay. I like to fight,
hold
but,
that
like, I'd get bodied.
Go ahead, Colin.
You know how you spell pussy-ass bitch? Terry Klein. My phone number is 740-225-9815. Ring ding, stupid. Come on, big dog. Come get some. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, as I was saying... Well, you know, if you're not entertained by this show, you certainly...
Oh.
We try to slip some conversation in between. I have filled the holes. Oh, my. Well, how could you leave this?
You like boxing?
Boxing.
Yeah.
Now, boxing, I think, takes some skill.
Well, I think UFC takes equally.
No.
But I like boxing. Boxing is good.
Hold that thought. Let me get the phone. Go ahead, caller.
I'm not interested in buying what he's selling.
What would that be?
Hell, I don't know. He says, come get some. I don't care what he's got. I don't want any of it.
Okay, thank you. Well, I guess Terry's not buying. Okay. 740-383-9944. 6 minutes left in the broadcast tonight. Today? Tonight? It doesn't matter. Doesn't really matter at this point. But there you go. Yeah, all guys I've known thought they could do the UFC.
No.
Because everybody's got some aggression. I think they want to get out.
There are definitely people who, like you know, people will be like, oh, you do you think you could beat so-and-so up? And, you know, there are definitely people who I've been asked, and I'm like, oh, yeah. But, like, you know, the UFC's a whole different thing. I don't have the time nor the want to train that much time into combat, honestly. If the only thing I'm doing with my time is training how to punch people and get punched in return, you know, honestly, I think I'll pass. I got better things to do than get knocked out. All fighters get knocked out. I don't care how good you are. You get knocked out at least once.
I think everybody wants to choke somebody out at some point or another in their life. I think that's what that comes from.
I've almost choked out my brother one time.
Well, there you go. Go ahead, tell us.
Smartest thing that moron ever said. He don't want what I'm selling. Damn straight you don't want none of this, bitch boy. Fucking pussy.
All right. You know. Well.
Yep. Okay.
What more can you say? 5 minutes left in the program. 740-383-9944. That's
740-383-9944.
Well. Oh. Let me get the phone. Go ahead, caller.
Shall I retort?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
It's not worth the effort.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Not
do
worth
it. Better tomorrow.
Okay. Well. You got that?
I got it, yep.
All right. 740-383-9944. If anybody else would like to interject anything in the next 4 minutes, please feel free. We take the phone calls.
Phone calls are always nice.
You know, it's interesting. I am always fascinated by conflicting personalities, which is what I think we have here. What got this all wound up this morning? I don't remember how this started.
I do believe the one caller had called the other caller a Republican.
That's how this started.
That's how it started.
Holy mackerel. Boy, we certainly have progressed a long way from there today, haven't we?
Yeah, called him a Republican and asked why there weren't more Republicans running or something like that.
You know what this... If there is a vendetta, though, it's more entertaining. You know, if people weren't... Go ahead, caller.
No, the mental midget... suggested or said that I was Republican, and I had to correct him because I'm neither Democrat nor Republican.
So and why do you think this has gotten so off of that?
I think the guy is mentally deficient. And I would like to just say this. I feel for the guy, and I would be willing to put a $100 contribution towards anger management for him.
All right. Well, you have his phone number.
No, I don't. I don't. You know, when people are like that, it's best to let them de-escalate themselves. You know, this guy is obviously disturbed, and, you know, who knows what he's capable of doing.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, there you go. 740-383-9944. Now, as it goes, go ahead, caller.
Hey, let's call a spade a spade, Scott.
Yes.
You got this started because I made a comment, and then you read it on air, and I'm cool with all that. But then Bitch Boy got all offended because I said he's obviously a Republican and where are all his friends that are running for office? That's all I said. And then the little Bitch Boy wants to respond back with, well, the mental midget, blah, 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 they shit. That's how it got started.
Okay, so that's where it started.
not upset with you, but like I told you already, Bubba, you, you know, Matt, you're learning from the best right here. He broke down a show on Friday.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good one, Bubba.
Bye-bye. Hey, there you go.
That's always good.
You didn't realize you were working next to the foot of greatness here, did you? What can you do? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, you got to keep them interested somehow.
I think it's been entertaining.
Right, and this all started with Twyla this morning, the new treasurer of our city.
Yes, it did.
She kicked it off. It was like the opening games this morning.
We should run a Marian Olympics. Do we have a Marian Olympics?
No.
We could run a Marian Olympics.
You know, I think this is why this is a fun thing to do every day, because you never know what you're going to get. You never know what's coming.
There's always something.
And I'm sure we'll continue it tonight here. We have no other reason not to. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm going to leave a dictionary up there at your office so the mental midget can expand his vocabulary.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well, I feel like most of the day, I might have been in on the beginning of this, but I feel like most of the day, I've just kind of been answering the phones.
I think this, especially this last hour, you know, I think we've just been filling in the gaps, honestly.
Right, but I think it's interesting. We did learn that Greco-Roman wrestling probably can't draw a big crowd and maybe doesn't have the cachet of other sports.
I think they just need a charismatic fellow to get in there and start hyping up the sport.
Right, you got to call people out. You got to call, like today. This would help. This would help that sport. But they're all sportsmanship and shaking each other's hands and all that. Well, see, no, that people don't want to see that.
Well, yeah, the UFC doesn't do that. They will. They basically just insult each other the entire time.
That's right.
And then they get into the ring and fight.
That's why they have those public weigh-ins, so they can get a fight worked up.
Yep.
See, that's all it is. It's all.
They have a stare down and everything.
Yeah. And see, I think that's they get them half naked and then they stare at two half naked people staring at each other. And you think this is something to watch?
Well, I mean, not the stare. I don't like the weigh-in. I watch the fights.
Go ahead, caller.
So this mental moron says that just by me offering an opinion that he's a Republican because he hangs on Trump's dick all the time. But okay, I'm wrong. You're not a Republican. But your retort is to come back with nothing more to start with. You're a mental midget. I guess you ain't got no argument, you fucking pussy-ass little bitch. Keep your 100. Why don't you come fucking talk to me face to face? You want to know what I'm capable of? Call Sheriff Bale. Call fucking Bill Collins. They both know me, and they'll tell you what I'm fucking capable of, and they'll tell you, you better not fuck with me because you'll get your ass beat. Bye.
Thank you. All right, well, and as they say, for this day. We'll be back tonight, by the way, 8:15 to 10 o'clock. Tune in for this day for Matt Morgan, Scott Spears, running for the dugout.
That you have a kind of a fluttering in your heart, that person that you really like, and